On today's episode, we're talking State Street's Winklevii moment, blockchain gaming, and the Ponzi scheme allegedly pushing down Bitcoin. It's December 17th, 2019, and you're listening to Markets Daily. I'm Adam B. Levine, editor of podcasts here at CoinDesk, along with our senior markets reporter, Brad Cowan, to give you a concise daily briefing on crypto markets and some of the most important news developments over the past 24 hours. Kicking things off, we turn to the daily Bitcoin market briefing and important news affecting today's industry.
Well, Adam, Bitcoin's up just a touch this morning, around $6,900 after tumbling about 3% yesterday to the lowest in 3 weeks. The news behind yesterday's drop was apparently a Chainalysis report suggesting that the lingering fallout from the $3 billion plus token scam, which was busted earlier this year, may be putting downward pressure on the Bitcoin market, since some of the purported perpetrators who remain at large are slowly liquidating their ill-gotten gains. CoinDesk's Omkar Godbole reports that the number of traders with bullish futures positions on the Bitfinex exchange has climbed to record highs, and that could lead to a squeeze if prices fall another $400 to $6,500. One interesting market observation today comes from Clem Chambers, CEO of the financial data website ADVFN, who says that Bitcoin prices might be affected by news of President Donald Trump's trade war with China. Of course, traditional financial markets have been trading on this news, especially recently as the world's two largest economies agreed to a phase one deal that removed the specter of new import tariffs. But Chambers argues that the recent progress toward a deal might be bad for Bitcoin, since ostensibly fewer Chinese nationals will be looking for assets outside the reach of the trade conflict and immune from a potential devaluation of the Chinese currency, the yuan.
Turning to the news, State Street, the Boston-based bank that serves as a key service provider to big money management firms, said it's formed a partnership for a new trial with Gemini Trust, the crypto exchange and custodian founded by the Winklevoss twins. CoinDesk broke the news earlier this month that State Street had shifted its blockchain strategy and cut 40 to 100 developer jobs in the process. But it also recently released a survey suggesting that some 38% of its clients plan to increase digital asset holdings next year. The new trial ultimately aims to allow investors to consolidate reporting of digital assets stored at Gemini, with traditional assets serviced by State Street.
Accenture, the giant consulting firm, has invested in the Marco Polo Trade Finance Blockchain Consortium, which includes big companies like Bank of America, MasterCard, Daimler, and Bank of New York Mellon. Accenture plans to work with a startup, TradeIX, to find new use cases for the network beyond buyers and sellers within trade finance. And speaking of big financial companies, it turns out that despite a lot of anti-crypto rhetoric from the U.S. banking industry, the top 10 U.S. retail banks have worked with unregistered crypto money services businesses, according to the blockchain forensic company CipherTrace. CoinDesk's Nathan DiCamillo reports that this is the case, even though some of the bank's official positions is that they don't want any crypto-related transfers passing through their payment networks. John Jeffries, CipherTrace's chief financial analyst, says, quote, "Whether they want to acknowledge it or not, they're all doing crypto," end of quote. And finally, the Russian state news agency TASS reported Monday that two Russian nationals have been charged with getting access to government computers and using them to mine cryptocurrencies. The report gives few details, but quotes a Russian official as saying the attackers, quote, "infected web pages and mined cryptocurrency at the moment pages were viewed in a browser." The official, Nikolai Murashov, said that companies should be on the lookout for suspicious activity on their networks, since some 80% of a computer's free power can be used to generate virtual coins, and a legitimate user may not even know. Back to you, Adam.
And for today's featured story, we're highlighting two reports by Decrypt.co on serious players getting into blockchain gaming. So what is blockchain gaming? It's basically any game which uses a blockchain to store information, anything from your wins and losses to the actual code the game is running on. Sometimes these games use tokens to represent in-game characters or items you might want to use yourself or trade to someone else. Since 2014's first tokenized card games with Spells of Genesis, we've seen what have to be dozens of projects attempting to connect these two ideas, with limited success. But in general, these projects have been plagued by technical inaccessibility, higher costs since on-chain transactions are required, and often have focused more on creating interesting token systems than crafting fun, sustainable games. It's not to say it hasn't been tried, just that it's proven very difficult to attract attention from anyone beyond technology enthusiasts or people who are playing at least a little because they think it's a good financial decision. It's always been a very strange combination. So with that as background, our first story focuses on an evolutionary RPG published by one of Ubisoft's venture subsidiaries. Quoting from Decrypt, "The game runs entirely on a blockchain and cannot be shut down by the developer, nor can it force through updates that players do not want." Developed by Planetarium, one of the latest companies chosen for game publisher Ubisoft's Entrepreneur Lab program, Nine Chronicles runs entirely on a blockchain and has no centralized server whatsoever. Additionally, according to Planetarium's CEO, the open API allows players to create not only their own content, but also new marketplaces to sell it on. End quote. Nine Chronicles is available now in a free alpha test. If you'd like to check it out, you can find a link in today's show notes. And while we can't tell if Nine Chronicles is the game that'll help the broader concepts go mainstream, it's instructive to note the companies backing these plays are growing in profile. Outside of any specific game, Decrypt is also reporting that computer chip manufacturer AMD recently joined the Blockchain Gaming Alliance and has plans to bundle blockchain games with the sale of its new graphics cards. Quote, "AMD yesterday became the first hardware manufacturer to join the Blockchain Gaming Alliance, or the BGA, a collaboration of mostly developers and publishers, which includes the likes of gaming giant Ubisoft and Ethereum incubator Consensus. The hardware manufacturer also announced partnerships with Robot Cash, a blockchain-based gaming marketplace which went live in June, and Ultra, a founding BGA member which is set to launch its game distribution platform in the next few months. Both will use AMD Ryzen processors and AMD Radeon graphics cards for, quote, optimal cryptographic compute performance. Robot Cash also uses AMD EPYC processors in its backend system, while Ultra will use the same technology for block production on its network," end quote. While blockchain gaming may not be there yet, these moves are significant, and this is certainly a story we'll be following as events continue to unfold. But for AMD, this isn't just about gaming. It's about making sure that as this sector develops, they're a major player in it. The inclusion of blockchain games with new graphics card sales seems to be the price they'll pay to ensure that these underlying protocols need their hardware. And for AMD, that's a bet that might pay off. And now for our daily market spotlight. We're looking at a report yesterday from the startup Chainalysis suggesting that the $3 billion plus token scam, busted earlier this year, might be pushing down prices for Bitcoin.
That's right, Adam. Today we're looking at what might be a major factor in the Bitcoin market, the fallout from the Plus Token scam. Now, Plus Token was a South Korean exchange and high-yield investment program started in 2018. Offering a wallet service and promising 8% to 16% returns on stored funds, and it may have attracted as many as 3 million users, largely in South Korea and China. The operation allegedly had some of the telltale signs of a Ponzi scheme, with members encouraged to recruit new members, and in doing so, could obtain honorable distinctions like Big Boy and Great God. But in June, withdrawals from the app were frozen, and six allegedly high-ranking members of the operators were arrested on the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu. They were ultimately extradited to China to face charges. One of the transactions from their wallets contained a note saying, quote, "Sorry, we have run," end quote, according to Crypto Briefing. Now, Chainalysis, a blockchain forensic and compliance firm, says that some $2 billion of cryptocurrency may have been taken from victims. And due to the transparency of transactions on the blockchain, it's possible to watch as these cryptocurrencies moved around the various networks, with the looters apparently trying to cash out. The theory now is that some of their Bitcoin sales might be putting downward pressure on prices. Traders in the Bitcoin market became aware of this dynamic in November. But the story is getting fresh attention now after Chainalysis published its report yesterday. This is the same firm that in October announced it had assisted the U.S. Department of Justice in the world's largest reported shutdown of a child pornography ring. According to Chainalysis, The funds from the Plus Token scam appear to have been moved around various blockchain networks and crypto exchanges using sophisticated techniques designed to hide the origin of the transactions, and also blending funds with other funds that were not involved in the scheme. Some transactions went through over-the-counter brokers with light know-your-customer requirements, which make it easier for traders to conceal their identities from exchanges and authorities. Chainalysis claims $185 million in stolen Bitcoin have already been liquidated by individuals related to Plus Token, and the theory is that these transactions have contributed to Bitcoin's price decline to about $6,900 now, from as high as $13,000 in June. While Chainalysis wouldn't say for certain that Plus Token liquidation sunk Bitcoin's price, the blockchain forensics firm was willing to claim that, quote, those cash outs cause increased volatility in Bitcoin's price, and they correlate significantly with Bitcoin price drops, end quote. According to Chainalysis, the dynamic continues to haunt the Bitcoin market, since some $150 million of allegedly illicit proceeds from the scam have yet to be cashed out. The other big takeaway, according to Chainalysis, is that this is just another episode that paints the crypto industry in a negative light, which could scare off big institutional investors who might otherwise want to allocate money to Bitcoin. Back to you, Adam.
Join us again on Wednesday for the next Markets Daily from CoinDesk. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to Markets Daily on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and just about any other place you might want to listen. If you're enjoying the show, we really appreciate you leaving a review on your favorite service. And if you have any thoughts or comments, email us at podcasts@coindesk.com. Thanks for listening.